It's been more than a week since a powerful earthquake hit Mexico, killing more than 300 people and damaging thousands of buildings. Our North America correspondent Stephanie March spent several days there in the aftermath and was struck by the anger and kindness of the Mexican people.
I'm scared. I've landed in Mexico City and I've never covered an earthquake before. I'm terrified of aftershocks. But there isn't much time to worry. We head to a partially cordoned off area of the city. There are thousands of volunteers, mostly young people, waiting around with shovels and hard hats, desperate to help where they can. We come across a collapsed apartment building. It's roped off and government officials are manning a barricade. A woman is screaming that her friend's mother is trapped inside. It's a really strange sight. Behind us is an army of people willing to help. In front is a pile of rubble. Not a single person's allowed to go near the building, not even government emergency workers. The officials at the barricade say it's unsafe and that the building next to it may fall any second. The next day, we drove 2.5 hours out to Jojutla, where we'd heard that more than 100 houses had been destroyed in the city of about 50,000 people. Even with that in mind, I was stunned when we got there. There were streets where every second house had collapsed or was seriously damaged. We met Naun Valladares in an army shelter. He'd been sleeping there with his wife and 2-year-old son since the quake hit. He offered to take us to his house. On the way there, a number of people stopped to talk to us, to tell us just how bad the damage was and how little help they were receiving. It dawned on me that aside from one local news crew, there were no other media in sight. With the focus on Mexico City, the people of Jojutla were feeling forgotten. We got to Naun's house and all the cladding had fallen off the front, but otherwise it actually looked fine. Then we look inside through the door. It's an absolute disaster. The side walls have collapsed and fallen in on everything. His dogs are stuck down the back and barking, and the door won't open because of the rubble inside. Naun's worried the front wall will fall, and he urges us to get back. He kindly answers our questions about what happened. Then he politely asks if he can now go. It's too emotional to stay, he says. The next day, we headed back to Mexico City. We charmed our way through a police cordon in one of the worst hit parts of the city. Brick by brick, bucket by bucket, emergency workers were painstakingly removing rubble from a collapsed building. I suddenly realise it's the same one I was at the day after the quake, the apartment building with the woman trapped inside. We learn her name is Maria Ortiz. She's in her late 50s, has 4 kids, and was working as a cleaner when the building collapsed. Her brother Francisco speaks with us. He says the building had been damaged in the 1985 earthquake and never properly repaired. He's hopeful Maria is still alive, but he says it took 2 days of lobbying to get the government to even start looking for his sister. They wanted to knock the building down, he said. He thanked us for coming. Hours later, rescue workers found Maria's body. It's now more than a week since the quake. The Ortiz family has held a funeral for Maria and are now in the midst of 9 days of mourning. Francisco is now even more upset with the government. He believes if the military had taken action the day the building collapsed, his sister might still be alive. He says his nephews are planning a lawsuit against authorities for allowing the building to be rented despite it not being properly repaired after the 1985 quake. Naun is still in the shelter. He says the government's only now assessing his neighbourhood for damage and he's hoping he'll get some compensation. But he says the government's now confiscated all the donated relief supplies intended for quake victims. He thinks they'll hold them until the election season next year and then use them to bribe people for votes. Asked how he feels about that, he says, one is used to all of this. The help that has actually arrived, he says, has come from the community, not the government. He says his 2-year-old son Liam is still struggling to adjust to life sleeping on the ground under a tent. Officials say it will be at least 5 months before they can return home, and until then, they'll have to stay in the shelter. Resigned to his fate, Naun says, despite everything, you slowly stabilise, and you come around to the idea that this is going to take a long time. I think back to the day I left Mexico. I was at the airport heading home. In the coffee shop, the TV was tuned to a local channel. It was in Spanish, so I didn't understand it, but I heard another customer point to the screen and say in English, "Look, there's been another earthquake." The TV's showing pictures of people standing in their pyjamas out on the street looking terrified. My phone rings. It's the cameraman who's in the other terminal. "Did you just get evacuated?" "We just got evacuated," he says. I didn't feel a thing. This is Stephanie March for Correspondence Report.